So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the Mishnah. Rebbe Yaimer, afilu b'chut b'mashicha. Remeir holds that we may bind it even with thread or string of any material. Amar Meir, ma'aseh ba'anshei Yerushalayim, shehayu ogdin esluvein b'gimayin yishal zav. In support of his opinion, Remeir relates that the people of Yerushalayim would bind their lulavim with threads of gold. Amar lo'ay b'mino hayu ogdin esim elmata. They answered him that they first bound it with its own kind below the gold wrappings. The gold was just decoration. The Gemara proceeds to cite seven rulings of Rabba related to the Arba Minim, with Rabba disagreeing with the first four rulings. Regarding the binding of the lulav, Rabba said, Shiari bei beis yad, ki hecha deloi tahave chatzitza. When you bind it, leave a handle on it, meaning leave an unbound section where you will hold it so that there will be not be a chatzitza, a separation between your hand and the lulav. Rashi explains, the ksavr ein ha'ege min ha'mitzvah k'rabbanan de'amri ein tzarach eged. Rabba holds that binding is not part of the mitzvah because binding the lulav is not required. Therefore, if you hold the binding, in zulakicha, you're not considered to be holding the lulav and the other species. Rava amar, kol na'isai eina chaitis. Rava, however, holds that even though it's not an integral part of the mitzvah, but since it is there to beautify the mitzvah, it's not a chatzitza, it's not a separate thing either. A similar machlekes, v'amar Rabba, lo'linkin idnish hishana besudra, de'bein lakicha tam avaleka. A person should not hold the bundle with a scarf over his hand because this is not considered complete taking. Rava argues here as well and says, L'kicha al-dei davar achor shmo l'kicha. Taking by means of something else is still considered and called taking. Vama Rava, L'ilodut inish lulava bahishana, didil manatri tarfei vavachatzitza. A person should not poke the lulav into the bundle after it has been tied because maybe some of the leaves of the hadas and va'aravas will be torn off and they will be chatzitza. Similarly, Vama Rabba, Loilegus inish lulava bahishana de mishtari hutze vavachatzitza. A person should not cut the bottom of the lulav after it has been tied into the bundle, because some detached leaves of the lulav will remain in the bundle and they will be a chatzitza. Rabba disputes both of these rulings because he holds, min b'minoy ein chaitzitz, objects of the same material are not considered a chatzitza. Vama Rabba, hadash shel mitzvah asa lahariach boy. We may not smell the hadas of the mitzvah because hadas de la recha koi ki aktie mi recha aktie. Since the hadas is normally used for its fragrance, when he designated for the mitzvah, he set it aside from smelling it. However, we may smell the esrog because esrog de la achila koi ki aktie ma achila aktie. Since esrog is normally used for eating, when he designated for the mitzvah, he only meant to set it aside from its main use, not to eat it, but not from smelling it. A related ruling regarding Shabbos. V'amar Rabba, hadas b'mechuber muta la'riach bay. Esrog b'mechuber asa la'riach bay. On Shabbos, one may smell a hadas which is attached to the tree because hadas da la'riach koi, yishoros le'lo yasa le'megazye. Since the hadas is normally used for its fragrance, we're not concerned that he might cut it off because he can smell it just as well when attached. However, one may not smell an esrog on Shabbos while it is still attached to the tree because esrog de la'chila koi, since an esrog is normally used for eating, we are concerned that he might forget and cut it off to eat it. Va'amar Rabba, lulav b'min ve'esrog b'smal. My tama, hani t'lasa mitzvahs v'haychad mitzvah. The bundle of the lulav combined with the hadasa marabas is held in the right hand because it contains three parts of the mitzvah, and the esrog is held in the left hand because it is only one part of the mitzvah. The sugi concludes with the following related statement. My tamle merachinan ella al natilas lulav. Why does the text of the bracha mention only the lulav? Hayil ubeminoi gvay mekula. Because it is the tallest of the four species. The next Mishnah refers to back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which said lulav shiyesh b'shloshet tvachim kedele nenea b'kasher, which the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis explained to mean ukedele nenea b'kasher. A lulav that has three tvachim in length plus at least another tefach, by which the waving of the lulav will be noticeable, is kosher. Therefore, zok the Mishnah. V'heichen hoyu b'nenayin. Where and how do we wave the lulav? B'hoidu la'ashem t'chil b'saif, uva'ana ha'ashem ha'yishiyana divri b'sal. During hoidu at the beginning and at the end of the chapter, and at ana ha'ashem ha'yishiyana, u'b'sham yirmim, af pa'ana ha'ashem ha'tzlichana. B'sham say that we also wave during ana ha'ashem ha'tzlichana. Amar Akiva, tzayfa ha'yisi b'rimumlil b'rebi Yeshua, Kiva says, I was watching him and Yeshua during Hallel, and everyone was waving their lovim during Ana Shematzlichana, but Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua waved only during Ana Shemashina. The Gemara now discusses the waving procedure and cites a Mishnah Menachos that the Shtei HaLechem, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, which were brought on Shavuos, were waved, and so too are the Arba Minim waved as follows. To symbolize two things, Meilech Umevi, Lamisha Arba Ruchei Shaloi, Meilu Umeiri, Lamisha Shemayim Arad Shaloi. We wave them forward and back in all four directions for the sake of Hashem, to whom all four corners of the world belong. And we raise and lower them for the sake of Hashem, to whom the heaven and the earth belong. Meilech Umevi Kedei La'atzer Ruchei Rois, Meilu Umeirid Kedei La'atzer Tlalm Ram. We wave them forward and back in all four directions so that Hashem hold off all harmful winds. And we raise and lower them so that Hashem hold off all harmful dews.